Today is Friday, April 3rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes I have trouble saying Geeky Gay. And, you know, it's the name of my show, and sometimes I have trouble saying it. Also, we named our dog Sydney, and sometimes I have a problem saying Sydney, and it comes out as Cindy. I don't know if I'm like, I'm having a stroke or what the deal is. But anyway, you know, there it is. But I'm not going to re-record it. It sounded fine. It's Geeky Gay. Everyone knows. Oh my goodness. So last night after I recorded, as per usual, I don't know the order of things, so, you know, it is what it is, but we did, last night we did some P90X bullshit. I don't remember what it was. It was something cardio related. I want to say eccentric something. I'm not really sure. It was tough, but it wasn't as tough. Actually, was it cardio? I think it was, who the hell knows at this point? We did something. It doesn't matter. We did P90X. Are you proud of me? I hope so. And then after that, we watched TV as per normal. We ate dinner. And really, there wasn't much too exciting that we did. I've been playing this new game. And I don't even know the name of it, but it's called Fishes or something like that. And it's kind of like if you mix Candy Crush with an aquarium. And, you know, it's no better than Candy Crush. Honestly, Candy Crush is probably better. But the thing is, it's called Fishdom. So I've been getting a lot of these ads for different games. And I don't know if you guys have gotten these ads on Android, but there's like, it looks like a maze. And there are pipes or keys or something. And there's like a woman over in part of the maze. And there's a bad guy. And then you're trying to kill the bad guy without killing the woman. And they're separated by these keys, by these pipes. And you pull the pipe and you can free like the bad guy or you can free the woman or, you know, and there are all these different variations of this, right? And it looks really fun. But every time you click on them, it takes you to a completely different game. Like it's not that game at all. And it's annoying me because I want to play that game. Like whatever that game is, that's the one I want to play. And I can't find it. Like, I click on it, and it takes me to... Anyway, one of these times, it took me to this game in the Android Play Store that was this fish game. And I guess I like to collect things because, you know, Pokemon Go, you know, is very collection-oriented. You want to capture all of the various Pokemon, and you want to evolve them and have all the various evolutions. And then you want to get the shiny version, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess I really enjoy that. And so... This is similar, but you have to do Candy Crush-like levels, and when you win a level, you get coins, and as you build up your coins, you can buy fish. And there are like different kinds of aquariums. There's a tropical-themed aquarium. There's a Greece-themed aquarium. I sat around and played that last night, and I've been playing Words with Friends as well, but Kathy Bacon beat me for a second time. Although I do want to say that I did come a lot closer this time. I think we were only, 20 points apart or something like that at the end. I could be wrong about that, but it was a lot closer. Like the first game, she beat me by like 150 points or something. It was crazy. But then the second game, I think we were only 20 points apart or something. So I'm getting better, and I noticed she didn't rematch me. So maybe she's afraid that third game is going to be the charm, and I'm really gonna beat her on that third. I probably won't. I probably will never beat Kathy Bacon. Probably not. And I'm very competitive, but if I just admit right now that I'm never going to beat her, then it's probably fine. I mean, it's probably fine. No big deal. You know, whatever. So I played a little bit of that last night as well. And we watched TV, and then we went to bed at a relatively reasonable hour. We caught up with Grey's Anatomy and Station 19, and now I don't know if you guys, any of you watch Grey's Anatomy and Station 19, but Station 19 is kind of like the firefighter version of Grey's Anatomy. And it's a spinoff show, and they all cross over and go on to each other's shows. So much so that they'll start a storyline in one show and pick it up in the other one. So you have to watch them in the correct order. If you watch them out of order, then you see the second half of a story before you see the first half of the story. And so anyway, we watched both. And I don't remember what the order is, to be honest, but we watched both of those last night. And that was all of that. And then I worked today. I did want to mention one thing. So somebody posted something on Twitter. I think it was last night. And this is just odd. I mean, it's not really, I'm not mad. You know, I'm not really, there's no rant or anything like that. But somebody posted something on Twitter about gay people giving blood. And I responded to it because I've always been kind of happy that gay people, or gay men specifically, who've had sex with men in the past year are not allowed to give blood. I mean, I think giving blood is great, and I think you should give blood. I mean, definitely give blood. Do all the blood giving you want to do. But I've always been, I'm afraid of needles. I don't like shots. I hate shots. And one time I had to get a penicillin shot in my ass. It was the most horrible thing in the world. And I don't know why they have to do it in your butt. And it's like Elmer's glue. I mean, it is so thick. Anyway, regardless. So I lost my train of thought, but I don't like needles. And so I responded to this message and I said something along the lines of, I mean, actually, I have time. I can just look it up right now. I can just pull up the Twitter right now and see exactly what I said, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get it wrong here. So let's see what I said. I said, I'll be honest, I'm afraid of needles. So being gay has always been a good excuse for me, but I realize I should just get over my fear. So the story was, they've now reduced the year celibacy period for gay men if you want to give blood to 3 months, but a lot of people were not happy with that. And you know, I agree, they screen the blood anyway, so anybody should be able to give blood no matter who you have sex with. And it's funny because women who have sex with men don't have to be celibate for a year. You know, I mean, it's really strange. Anyway, and it's like a man can't get something from a woman. It's crazy. But so this guy replied to my response and said, same fear of shots, can we chat? And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You know, I didn't think anything of it. And then later that night, and this is a person who doesn't follow me, I don't know this person, you know, anything like that. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but you know, I don't know him. And so later that evening, and I didn't respond to it because I thought it was kind of a rhetorical, you know, can we chat, girl? You know, I feel the same way as you or whatever. And so later that night, the guy messaged me and said he wanted to chat more about what traumatic experience did I have. And he wanted to, like, have this big discussion. And I've actually deleted the direct message. But so I don't remember exactly what he said. But I was just like, God, I didn't realize he really wanted to talk about it. I mean, I don't really have a traumatic event. I mean, maybe the penicillin shot in the butt. I don't know. But I was like, sure, we can talk about it if you want. I'm like, but I said, I just really have a fear of needles and I don't like pain. And so the thought of giving blood takes a long time. And so not only are you having this needle inside of you, ugh, the thought of it gives me shivers. And there's that pain, but you have it inside of you for a long time. Like, if you get a shot, you know, it lasts like, I don't know, 15 seconds. The penicillin shot probably took like a minute because that was some thick crap. But I mean, you know, for the most part, a shot is less than a minute. When you give blood, you got to have that needle in your arm, in your vein, inside of your vein for a long time. So, I mean, I just said, you know, it freaks me out. I'm afraid of it. I don't like pain. I don't really have a traumatic story. I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan, you know. But I thought that was interesting because I don't even know that guy. And the fact that he wanted to talk about it, you know. But, I mean, who knows? Mark said maybe he just thought you were cute and wanted, like, a way to start a conversation. I don't think so. Also, I posted a photo of myself because Baron Frosty said he wanted Zoom photos, and Big Gay Sex Show Daddy Years retweeted it and said I was a daddy in training. I don't know what I think about that. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. Talk to you Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.